Welcome to Talk of Ages, where we discuss issues related to seniors and retirement. Today, we're going to be talking about assisted living and memory care. Here's our Executive Director, Edward Burton, and Director of Community Relations, Amber Morse.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Talk of Ages. It's Edward Burton and Amber Morse, and today we're going to be talking about some essential health tips for seniors. You know, in the last census that they ran a couple of years ago, almost 13% of the population was 65 or older. And this age group grew at a faster rate than the population under age 45. And it's quite clear that the U.S. is an aging population. But happily, aging is different now than it was for our parents and our grandparents. And today, there are more people living longer than at any other time in history. And in fact, baby boomers will number almost 78 million people by 2030. This generation associated with social change and civil rights, anti-war movement in the 1960s has another important cause, and that's staying healthy. We need to become really more active in promoting healthy behaviors and to try our best at all ages, really, to remain active and healthy for the rest of our lives. So, Amber, tell us about one of the first things and probably one of the most important things that people think of when they think of getting in better shape, staying healthy, and what is that?
So one of the most important things to staying healthy is for you to quit smoking. Smoking is so detrimental to your health in so many ways. It doesn't just affect your lungs. It affects your mouth. It affects your throat. The chemicals that are in cigarettes are absolutely horrible for you. It causes cancer. It causes strokes. It causes heart failure. There are so many other issues that smoking causes. And I know it's not easy. I know smoking is very addictive. But if you are a smoker, you really need to take time and talk to your doctor about ways to quit smoking. There's a lot of different tools out there that can help you. And that's so important.
You know, the unfortunate thing is that many of our seniors that we serve today, Amber, grew up in a generation that not only was it vogue, so to speak, or kind of in to smoke, but we even had in our World War II veterans and some of our military veterans, they actually provided cigarettes as part of their rations each week. And so it was almost considered a staple back in the 1940s and 50s to have cigarettes. And that's how popular and addictive they were. I think fortunately today, smoking is maybe less popular than it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. But nonetheless, like you said, it's still a very addictive habit. And one of the quickest ways to improving not just your lungs, but your overall health is to quit smoking.
Absolutely. That's so important. And like I said, you know, speak to your doctor about getting help to do that. Another thing that's really important for you to do is just to stay active. Sitting around your house all day watching TV is not a healthy way to live. It is not good for you. You want to do something that's going to help you maintain your strength, balance, and flexibility. Keeping active promotes cardiovascular health. Doing anything physical, even if it's just going for a walk, even if it's getting 5-pound weights and sitting there and doing some arm exercises with those.
Many of our listeners also may live alone. And I know for those of us who, back when I was single, there were a lot of times that I would sit around the house just because I didn't have anybody to go see or exercise with. And so sometimes living alone is hard because you want to stay home. You know, not really a reason to get out. And I would encourage you to look up maybe a local senior center, like Senior Action or a Silver Sneakers Club that's at the YMCA. There's a lot of ways to get active, even if you don't know someone to work out with.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, you know, if you're starting to have trouble driving, there are even programs that can help with some transportation for that to help make sure you're not staying at home. You know, keeping active helps you sleep better. It helps reduce stress and it helps you avoid falls.
Yeah.
And that's a huge thing.
And of course, with active and staying active becomes even more important because you'll want to eat well as well. That's one of our other tips. And combined with physical activity, eating nutritious foods in the right amounts can really keep you healthy. You know, they say you are what you eat. And that is even more important as we get older. Many of the illnesses like heart disease, obesity, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and even osteoporosis can be prevented or at least slowed with dietary changes and exercise.
That's right. And, you know, when you eat healthy, you're going to maintain a healthy weight, which is our next you know, tip. Your doctor can help you calculate that. You can look up online and figure out your BMI or your body mass index. But when you carry around extra weight, that really increases your risk for heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure. So you want to get some of that excess weight off. You want to eat right and keep active, and that really helps.
You know, your metabolism actually slows as you get older, and so maintaining that healthy weight becomes a little bit more difficult, especially with a lower metabolism. But eating well, staying active, those two combinations can really help you with that.
Absolutely. And they'll also, when you do those things, it helps you to prevent falls. So as you become older, you do become more vulnerable to falls. You want to prevent falls. You want to get rid of those throw rugs. I know they're beautiful, but they are a fall hazard. And the last thing you want to do is fall and break a hip, break your ribs. That leads to a whole nother slew of medical issues. You don't want electrical cords or clutter out and about. You want to make sure there's night lights in the hallways and in the bathrooms. People who walk barefoot actually fall more frequently. So you want to have shoes that have a non-skid bottom and that have some good support, and that will help reduce your risk of falls. And in not falling, you're staying so much healthier. Another thing that's important is staying up to date on your immunizations and health screenings. You want to make those regular appointments with the doctor. You want to make sure you're getting your shots. I know flu season is coming up, and you know, avoiding things like the flu is very important. And just getting those health screenings, getting those immunizations are very important.
And let's stop there for a second. You know, the flu shot is something that some people believe in, some don't. But to me, it's better to have a preventative measure like that. And many people are already getting the flu shot. I noticed when I was in CVS the other day, they're already offering free flu shots. A lot of us don't think about that until later in the year and the wintertime. But there are cases of flu already in this state. So
yeah, there are, definitely. Another thing you want to think about, and this, you know, comes into my realm, is your skin. You really want to take care of your skin. You want to help prevent skin cancer. As you age, your skin gets thinner. It becomes drier and less elastic. You get wrinkles. Cuts and bruises can take longer to heal, but you want to protect your skin. You want to have a good, and you're going to call me crazy, Edward, but you need to start this too, a good beauty regime where you are using good high-quality products on your face and on your skin, keeping your skin moisturized and making sure that you are wearing sunscreen.
Very, very good. You know, getting regular dental, vision, and hearing checkups is also very important. We always think about going to the doctor and even going to the eye doctors. We get older, we get glasses, reading glasses. But your teeth and gums can also last a lifetime if you care for them properly. One thing we don't think about with teeth and gums is that many health problems, even heart issues and other heart-related issues, sometimes come from poor oral hygiene.
That's right. Yeah, that's very important. And with your eyes, you know, impaired vision can cause so many issues. You know, not being able to see properly can increase your risk of falling. Another tip to really think about is manage your stress. Learn some exercises, learn some relaxation techniques, you know, meditation or yoga to kind of help reduce some of that stress. Be social, make time for friends, being around other people, positive people who help you think positively can help manage your stress.
And then probably our last tip before we take a break is friendship, companionship, staying social with other people. You know, there's a whole line of even dating apps. You know, we kind of joke about those sometimes, but Our Time, and some of the other dating apps, there's a lot of older people on there that are looking for, friendship and socialization. And so while we kind of laugh at that sometimes, staying social with other people or finding someone to be around is very important to staying healthy as well and living longer.
Absolutely. And you know, if you're not interested in dating, going to places like senior centers, like Senior Action, being around other folks your age, enjoying things, you know, card games and even bingo and different things like that, really great ways to stay social. So this has been some great tips here. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about healthy eating, get into a little bit more about what a good healthy diet might be.
Yeah.
So welcome back. Thanks for joining us for our second part of Talk of Ages. In this segment, we're going to be talking a little bit more about healthy eating as we age. And, you know, your nutrition changes, your needs change a little bit as you grow older. They've actually done studies, and they had a panel of health and nutrition experts rank 35 different diets.
There was that many diets.
There's probably 150 diets out there. Every time you look around, there's a new diet craze that's out. But they just looked at the top 35, and what they did was they considered weight loss. They considered whether the diets were heart healthy, whether they were good for controlling diabetes, and whether or not they were easy to follow. And what they found was actually really, really interesting. When you're looking at starting a diet, those are things you want to look at, not just whether or not you can lose weight, because not everybody needs to lose weight for their diet.
Right.
Some people need to help control their diabetes. Some people need to think about their heart, you know, lowering their sodium and things like that. But it needs to be easy to follow. If there's 57 steps in a recipe, I'm not cooking it.
Yeah, there are, but you're right. You made a good point just then in that diets are always equated to losing weight, and that's not always the case. They really equate to a type of lifestyle change or an eating change that makes you healthier, and if that includes weight loss, then fine. But a diet really is prescribed or unprescribed. It's to help you be healthier.
So. Absolutely. Yeah, that's very important. So the first thing they discovered was that you want to eat fewer calories but more protein. Hmm. That protein really is an important building block for your muscles and for the rest of your body. So there were a couple diets that they came out with on top. There was the DASH, D-A-S-H diet, the TLC diet, and the Mediterranean diet as smart choices for older adults because they're good for weight loss as well as controlling the conditions mm-hmm. such as diabetes and high blood pressure.
So Amber, that's a great point. I don't know about the DASH and the TLC, but all of those are similar to the Mediterranean. And I do know at least a little bit about that from having family members that have been on that diet. And of course, the Mediterranean diet is inspired by just what you'd think, the eating habits of Greece, Southern Italy, Spain, in Europe. And the principal aspects of this diet really are high consumption of olive oil, cooking with olive oil, just about everything, legumes, unrefined cereals, fruits and vegetables, moderate to high consumption of fish. Fish is a big staple. Moderate consumption of dairy products, so not a lot of milk or cheese, moderate wine consumption, actually, and then low consumption of non-fish meat products. So mm-hmm. a lot of your beefs, your heavy pork, they don't really promote that. And so without even going back through all of those items that I just mentioned, it's really a low-carb diet. I mean, there's not a lot of bread, unrefined sugar, white bread, all that's really kind of out with the Mediterranean diet. So it's more of a natural eating kind of diet. Mm-hmm. They eat what's in season, and all of their stuff really is fresh and low carb.
Yeah, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables too. Vegetables, green leafy vegetables, very important on really any diet. You want to make sure you're eating your rainbow, as they mm-hmm. say.
Right.
You know, I have a 2-year-old and we're learning about the rainbow, and there's, you know, all those little songs out there about eating the rainbow. But that's just so important to have all different groups of fruits and vegetables and things like that.
And they call that a heart healthy diet, I think. And of course, with anyone, the Mediterranean diet is popular for obesity, and that can be an issue for seniors. So people are living longer, and so we're seeing really more in older adults. We're seeing more people go to diets like the Mediterranean diet. But, you know, as we get older, our caloric or our calories that we need, they go down.
That's right.
And that's what we talked about earlier in the last segment about our metabolism going down. So people don't need to eat as much as they did when they were 20 or 30. Older women generally need between, I think, 1,600 and 2,200 calories a day. And then men, I guess, probably 2,000 to 2,800 calories is kind of an average, but.
Right. And a lot of that's based on how active you are as well. If you're very sedentary and you're not exercising and getting out much, you want to stay on the lower end of that.
Yeah. And of course, as we give these tips, I mean, we are certainly not physicians by any matter, but before you start on any kind of diet, it's important that you go see your doctor to make sure that he is in agreement with this new lifestyle change that you're going to make. Frail elderly people face different issues, and you talked earlier, Amber, about getting enough protein and what a huge building block that is to staying healthy.
Protein is so important. And, you know, when you think of protein, everybody thinks of, you know, a nice thick steak or a hamburger. But there are so many other ways that you can get your protein in. You don't just have to rely on animal protein. There are lentils, beans, chickpeas, lots of different ways there that you can get your protein in. And so even if you are a vegetarian or you don't eat a lot of meat, there's lots of other ways to get that protein in. And that's so important. And, you know, if you don't want to look up the Mediterranean diet or the DASH or the TLC or these different diets that we talk about, really just think about having a well-rounded diet with extra protein, the lower carbs. One thing you don't want to do is sit down and have a bowl of cereal at dinner.
Right.
That's really, really not healthy for you.
Protein seems to be a main key to a lot of these diets. And protein is not just for building muscles, is it? I mean, a lack of protein can really affect your immune system. It can, affect osteoporosis in older adults. So when people think of protein, they think about building muscles, but that's not just the only thing that protein does for us.
Protein does a lot of good. Another thing you want to think about besides getting your protein is making sure that you're eating low fat. You want to include some heart healthy fats, things like avocados that have good fats,
nuts,
olive oils, but you don't want to overindulge in those. You want to think about where your fat is coming from, what type of fat it is, and don't eat too much of it. So that's very important. High protein, low fat, lots of fruit and vegetables. Very, very important for you.
So I think the Mediterranean diet that has kind of stuck out to me as one of the ones that's pretty simple, easy to follow. And to me, there are a couple of things that Mediterranean diet I want to reemphasize to our folks, and that is switching up your oil. So Wesson oil, you know, corn oil, vegetable oil, switch that up. Use olive oil. There's different kinds of olive oils that you can use. Eat more fish. Eat veggies all day long, whether it's raw, cooked, steamed, baked. Helping yourself to whole grains. So experiment with real whole grains that are still in their whole form and haven't been refined. Stack up on nuts. Those are easy to carry around. Almonds, walnuts, pecans. Any of those are a quick snack and a very healthy way to get those healthy fats in. And enjoy fruit for dessert. This would be very hard for me as I enjoy a large pecan pie just about any chance I get. But enjoying fruit for dessert.
That's nuts, isn't it?
It is. So I guess that is healthy in part. But enjoying fruit for dessert is a good way to get vitamin C, a good source of fiber, and especially antioxidants that those fresh fruits have. Sip a little wine. You know, some experts have said that red wine is good for you in moderation. And then chewing slowly. This is something that at least I've struggled with for a long time, is we're used to wolfing down our food, and Americans are always on the rush. So Mediterranean diet, Europeans have, their meals are more of an event. So sometimes they will take 1 to 2 hours to eat a meal. And in saying that, they also chew very slowly. So they savor every bite. And so they end up eating less. They get full quicker, and they have a better digestive system overall because they take the time to chew their food and savor every bite. So
yeah, definitely. And one thing you want to think about as you're thinking about different diets and as you're trying to decide what you want to do is you want it to be simple enough for you to follow. There's a lot of diet trends out there that limit you so much that it's just hard to do. You want to do something that's simple enough for you to follow, but that also includes a good balance. You don't want to go with a diet that is eat all protein or eat no carbs at all. You want to think about a good balance because it's very important to have all those different. It's important to have protein. It's important to have some carbs. It's important to have your fruits and vegetables. Very important.
Or a quick fix. I mean, some people use these crash diets to lose weight, and that's not a lifestyle change. That is not staying healthy or getting healthy. Fasting just to lose weight or to make some kind of change to yourself is not a long-term goal or a benefit of a healthy diet change.
Right. And when you think about diet, I mean, you're not thinking about just going on a diet to lose weight. This is going to be your lifetime diet. This is what you're going to be eating. This is a complete lifestyle change that you're making to be healthier. And that's really important.
Yeah. And of course, long-term compliance. So you want to stay on that diet really for life. Once you get on something that you are comfortable with and feel like that is going to make you a healthier person, you need to stick with it. And so that simplicity that we talked about, forming those habits of healthy eating, will keep you healthier longer and keep you on that diet longer.
So at Waterstone on Augusta, we really promote healthier eating. Obadiah is our executive chef, and he really does a good job with making sure there's balance, making sure there's different types of protein for you to choose from at every meal, making sure that you have healthy options that you can choose from. One of the healthy options on our menu that we have is a summer salad. It's absolutely delicious. It has your green leafy vegetables. It has grilled chicken. There's some dried fruit and nuts in there. And he makes this delicious homemade balsamic dressing that is just fabulous. We'd love to have you actually come and visit Waterstone. And we're actually having an event next week. It's next Thursday, September 27th. It'll be from 5 to 7. We would love to have you come by and see us. We're going to have some light hors d'oeuvres, and we're going to be giving some little mini tours so you can see what Waterstone is all about. Yeah, definitely come and enjoy a glass of red wine with us and see what Waterstone is about. See what an active lifestyle looks like when you're living in assisted living. You know, our seniors, when they come in, we really want to keep them active. And Santino, our activities director, does such a good job. We want to keep everyone active who lives in our community. So I think that's about all the time we have for today, Edward.
Yeah, join us next week for another episode of Talk of Ages, and have a great rest of the week.
You've been listening to Talk of Ages. For more information on Waterstone on Augusta, visit our website, waterstoneonaugusta.com, or call 864-605-7286. We invite you to join us again next Sunday at the same time for Talk of Ages.